Hey, good morning everyone. Hey, magandang umaga. Pakibati yung katabi mo ng magandang umaga. Sabi mo, it's so good to see you. Yeah, it's so good. We're so happy that you're here today with us as we celebrate the goodness of the Lord. No, God is faithful. His words will remain forever and ever. Amen. God is good. So if you have your Bibles with you, kindly open it to Luke chapter 4. Ang atin pong mensahe ay magagaling sa Lucas kabanatang 4, talatang 1 hanggang 13. And we'll be talking about temptations. Sabihin mo nga, temptations. Wow, pero isang lalaki na nakapulot ng wallet. Makapal yung wallet, punong-puno ng pera. After 1 week, ay kinumusta ng pastor. Sabi niya, Brad, naibalik mo na ba yung napulot mong wallet na punong-puno ng kwarta? Sabi niya, eh, pastor, eh, pinagpe-pray ko pa po eh. Dinidiscern ko pa po ang kalooban ni Lord kung ito ay temptation ng demonyo o answered prayer. So we wrestle with temptations every day, no? And may we find help and strength through this passage. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. Tumayo tayong lahat as we read the Word of God. Luke chapter 4, okay? Basahin po natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command the angels concerning you to guard you, and on their right hands, their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, ang iyong salita, ang kalakasan ng aming buhay, itong pundasyon ng aming pananampalataya, at sa panahon ng pagsubok at ng mga tukso, ito ang aming sandata. Kaya dalangin po namin, Panginoon, na isanayin mo ang aming mga puso, itrain mo ang aming mga kamay sa pagharap sa mga pagsubok at tukso ng buhay. Salamat po ng marami, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit fill this place and fill our hearts for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Nais kong basahin sa Tagalog para mas tagos sa puso. Ito ang sabi, mula sa Jordan, bumalik si Jesus na puspos ng Espiritu Santo. Dinala siya ng Espiritu sa ilang o disyerto. At sa loob ng 40 araw, tinukso siya ng Diablo. Hindi siya kumain ng anuman sa buong panahon na yon, kaya siya'y nagutom. Sinabi sa kanya ng Diablo, "Kung ikaw nga ang anak ng Diyos, iutos mong maging tinapay ang batong ito." Ngunit sinagot ito ni Jesus, "Nasusulat, hindi lamang sa tinapay nabubuhay ang tao, kundi sa bawat salitang nagmumula sa bibig ng Diyos." Dinala siya ng Diablo sa isang mataas na lugar at sa isang saglit ay ipinakita sa kanya ang lahat ng kaharian sa daigdig. Sinabi ng Diablo, ibibigay ko sa iyo ang lahat ng kapangyarihan at kadakilaan ng mga ito. Ipinagkaloob ang lahat ng ito sa akin at maaari kong ibigay kung kanino ko gusto. Kaya't kung ako'y sasambahin mo, magiging iyo ang lahat ng ito. Sumagot si Jesus, nasusulat, no? Ang Panginoon mong Diyos ang dapat mong sambahin at siya lamang ang dapat mong paglingkuran. Dinala siya ng Diablo sa taluktok ng templo sa Jerusalem at sinabi sa kanya, kung ikaw nga ang anak ng Diyos, magpatihulog ka at dahil nasusulat sa kanya mga anghel, ika'y ipagbibilin, sila'y uutusan upang ika'y ingatan. At aalalayan ka ng kanila mga kamay nang sa mga bato paamoy hindi masaktan. Subalit sinagot siya ni Jesus, nasusulat, huwag mong subukin ng Panginoon mong Diyos. Pagkatapos tuksuhin si Jesus sa lahat ng paraan, umalis ng Diablo at naghintay ng ibang pagkakataon. Okay. Alam niyo po, this is the most sacred of Jesus' stories. Because he was all alone, he was all by himself when this happened. No other witnesses. The battle between him and Satan. And he confided this personal story to his disciples. That's how honest Jesus was. That's how transparent he was. Because this is the most intimate experience that his soul ever had. And he was trusting his disciples about this truth of his experience. Now, lahat tayo tinutukso. Matanda, bata, babae, lalaki, mayaman, mahirap, may ibang-ibang anyo at may iba-ibang paraan para tayo tuksohin. At pinahintulutan ng Panginoon na makita natin ang naranasan ni Jesus Christ so that we will know, no, we will understand how temptation works, how Satan thinks, and the tools that he uses to tempt us. And how do we overcome? No? Very powerful itong story na ito na naisulat ni Luke. No? And so we will learn today the things behind every temptation. No? Anong mga makikita natin sa likod ng bawat tukso? Okay. Number one, behind every temptation is the devil. Is the thief who deceives. Anong sabi dito sa verse 2? For 40 days, Jesus fasted and being tempted by the devil. Okay? In verse 3, the devil said to him. So is there such a thing as the devil? Pastor, 21st century na, naniniwala ka pa sa demonyo? Diba? Everything can be explained by science. Or everything can be explained by philosophy or logic. Pero maniniwala pa ba tayo na meron talagang literal na demonyo? Sa Amerika at sa Europa, madalas ang pananaw nila ay hindi na uso yung demonyo. Kumbaga, kung meron ka mang kasalanan, kasalanan mo yon. Hindi mo dapat isisi sa Diablo. Kung meron kang kahinaan, kahinaang problema ng sosyedad. O kaya bunga ng kahinaan, bunga ng pangangailangan, bunga ng maraming bagay, pero hindi ng demonyo. Pero when we look at the passage in the scripture, we will find that there is such a persona. It's not just a moral negation, no? Hindi lamang siya ethics, hindi lang siya morality. Hindi lang siya personal evil, hindi lang siya natural evil like calamities and disasters, hindi lamang siya social evil or evil in the government or evil in society or injustices, hindi lang siya ganon. Merong someone, sabi nga natin, someone at work behind all these evil. So there is a persona, merong talagang persona. Meron talagang totoong demonyo at ang pangalan niya ay si Satanas. Bagay sa ating mga Pilipino, hindi naman issue yon, no? Because we are deeply embedded with folk religion, and ang ating mga ninuno ay naniniwala sa mga diwata at mga anito. So normal sa atin yon, no? Common sa atin. Meron nga pong isang worship service, bago magsimula yung worship service, nandito na yung mga tao, ay biglang dumating si Satanas, no? Galing po sa likod, at nung nakita ng mga tao si Satanas, naghihiyawan ng mga tao, at sapagkat napakaitim, mabalahibo, mapulang mata, malawpad ang pakpak, at may buntot, at may pangil, no? At naghihiyawan ng mga tao, nagpulasan ng mga tao, nagtakbuhan ng mga tao palabas. No? At habang lumalabas po mga tao, si Satanas ay lumakad dito sa harapan, pati si pastor tumakbo. Pero merong isang matandang babae na naiwan. Naiwan po yung matandang babae at tinabihan ni Satanas. At ang sabi sa kanya, hindi mo ba ako kilala? Sabi nung matandang babae, kilala kita. Hindi ka ba natatakot sa akin? Sabi nung babae, hindi. Hindi mo ba alam na kaya kitang saktan? Kaya kitang pahirapan? Kaya kong bigyan ka ng sama ng loob? Oo. Hindi mo ba alam na pwede kang magdusa at pahihirapan kita? Hindi ka makakatulog, no? Talagang luluha ka gabi-gabi. Hindi mo ba alam na kaya kong gawin yon? Alam ko. Hindi ka pa rin takot sa akin? Hindi. Eh bakit? Sabi ng matandang babae, sanay na ako sa iyo. Napangasawa ko yung kuya mo, 48 years na. That's how common the devil is. No, hindi naman yun yung katabi mo. But behind every temptation, there's a thief who deceives. Ang sabi sa 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be alert and of sober mind, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So the Bible is complete, filled with not just allusions, but with truths about the evil one, our enemy. May kalaban tayo, at ang kalaban natin ay parang leong umuungal na naghahanap ng masisila. Sabi mismo ni Jesus Christ, kung pinaniniwalaan natin si Jesus and we believe that everything that comes out of His mouth is truth, itong sabi ni Jesus Christ, the thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So para sa mga Hudyo, para kay Jesus, hindi pinagtatalunan may demonyo ba o wala. It's a given. It's a given. Okay? So behind every temptation, there's a thief who deceives. I'm not saying that we are ruling out, no, our responsibility kapag tayo'y nagkakasala at nahuhulog sa tukso at lagi na lang nating isisisi sa diablo, no? Kaya ako nagkasala kasi demonyo, no? Kaya ako nakapagnakaw, yung demonyo kasi tinulak ako. Kaya ako nangalunya kasi tinukso ko ng demonyo. So ayaw natin ng responsibilidad. I'm not trying to say that. What I'm saying is that yung mga nasa at pita ng ating laman ay pinupukaw ng Diablo. At tayo'y iniinganyo na gumawa ng masama. Laban sa Diyos, laban sa ating sarili, laban sa mga mahal natin sa buhay, laban sa mga tao sa ating paligid. So behind every temptation, there's a thief who deceives. Pangalawa, we will see the trick that distracts. The trick that distracts. Napansin niyo ba yung temptation kay Jesus Christ? Gawing tinapay ang bato, yung lahat ng kaharian ay ibibigay sa kanya. Is there anything wrong with these things? Satan was not even trying to tell Jesus violate the Ten Commandments. Is there anything about violating the Ten Commandments? Meron bang kinalaman dito? Meron bang sinabi si Satanas na mangalunya ka, Jesus? Pumatay ka, Jesus? Meron bang sinabi si Satanas na mainggit ka, Jesus? Magsinungaling ka, Jesus? Walang binanggit si Satanas 10 utos. Napansin niyo ba yon? And commonly we think that temptation is lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Madalas ang naisip natin tukso, pera, tukso, babae, o kaya lalaki, tukso ay pornography. Madalas yan ang iniisip natin, all the evils, drugs, gambling, yan ang mga tukso. Pero wala kang makitang gambling dito sa Luke chapter 4 verse 1 to 13, meron ba? Meron bang adultery, fornication, meron bang anything about that? Nothing. In fact, what Satan was offering to Jesus was something good. Something good. Is there anything wrong with bread? Is there anything evil about eating bread? Wala. What's wrong with turning the stone into bread? Eating bread is good. What's wrong with the kingdoms of the earth? Anong problema kung andyan ang Amerika, andyan ang Russia, andyan ang Europa, United Kingdom, Singapore, Japan, Australia, Africa? What's wrong with these nations? Nothing. Nung ino-offer ni Satan kay Jesus ang lahat ng ito, there's nothing evil about government or the nations of the world or these kingdoms. And the third temptation. Anong sabi ni Satan kay Jesus? Why don't you trust God? Why don't you try? Magpatihulog ka kasi it is written. Sasaluhin ka ng mga angels. Diba? What a way to prove the faithfulness and the goodness and the greatness and the grandeur of God. Especially sa temple, makikita ng mga tao. At according sa tradition, merong prophecy that the Messiah, you will see him levitating on top of the temple. So this is an evidence. Di ba napakagandang showcase dito sa buong mundo? You showcase the faithfulness and the power of God catching you with His angels. Spectacular. People will believe in you. Is there anything wrong with that? So that's the trick. That's the trick. The bread, the kingdom, and the opportunity to trust God, these are all good. These are all good. But when you try to get the good and disobey God in the process, so that becomes demonic. Anything good that becomes more important than God becomes demonic. Anything good. Pastor, di ba good nga? Di ba good nga yon? But kahit ang good, pwedeng maging evil kapag siya ay mas naging mas mahalaga pa kaysa sa Diyos. Kaya matinding temptation ito. Now, let me ask you, what are the good things in your life that takes the place of God? Food? family, your spouse, your children, maybe your studies, finals na. So I need to review. And that's good. I will skip church. Why? Magre-review ako. Kasi kailangan maging with high honors ako. So hindi muna ako mag-worship. Hindi muna ako mag-church. So the good was pitched against God. So it becomes evil. Is there anything wrong with reviewing? Is there anything wrong with working on Sunday? Nah. Is there anything wrong with resting on Sunday? Nothing. It's not wrong. Kaya lang, if it replaces God, your love for God, your affection for God, your prioritizing God, then that becomes evil. So your work, your business can be a rival of God. But these are all good. Magaganda ang lahat ng ito. Huh? Is there anything wrong with social media? Huh? You can use that for research. You can use that to expand your influence, increase your leverage, improve your social media presence, no? So that you can attract more investors and clients. Good for business. No? Pero kung yung social media becomes your lifeline, meaning to say, yan ang nagiging source ng lahat sa'yo, and even your spare time is in social media, then that becomes evil. Is there anything wrong about gaming, Pastor Al? There's nothing wrong about gaming. Many young people, Generation C, millennials, they enjoy gaming. Are we saying, don't do that, don't do that? No, we're not saying don't do that. But if online gaming prevents you from fulfilling what God is expecting you to do, then that becomes evil. Can you calculate how many hours do you spend in social media or social or online gaming? Hindi, inaabot ka na ng madaling araw. Gaming. What should have been, you know, the problem is, what should have been spent for spiritual enlightenment, we trade for what? Secular entertainment. Parang sana yung panahon that you can spend time reading, you can spend time praying, you can spend time even discipling your disciples, doing an IBM with your disciple. You cannot do that. Why? Kasi ubos yung oras mo sa social media, ubos yung oras mo sa online gaming. You hardly have the time to fulfill your destiny. Again, there's nothing wrong about that. But if it becomes more important than God, then that's a demonic influence. That's the trick. Satan will tempt you with your strength. Sometimes we think, kapag dumarating si Satanas, tutuksoin tayo sa panahon ng ating kahinaan. Pero madalas sa panahon kung saan ka magaling. Because he wants to build up your confidence so that you'll become overconfident, thinking that you don't need God anymore. There are two trees in the Bible. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Dalawang puno yan sa Garden of Eden. But truth of the matter, the two trees are simply known as the tree of life, and the other one is the tree of death. The tree of life and the tree of death. The tree of life gives life. When you eat it, it gives you life. When you eat the fruit, it gives you life. Pero kapag kakinain mo yung tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it brings forth death. Why? Both good and evil is inside the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Both good and evil. Napansin mo ba yon? Sa tree of death, nandun yung good? Napansin mo ba yon? Na sa puno ng kamatayan, mayroong mabuti. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Meaning, you can use good for evil. You can even justify, no, what you're doing as good, pero evil ang intention. Pwedeng mong gamitin ang mabuti, pero masama pala ang layunin. Halimbawa, ang salita ng Diyos ginagamit ng iba para ipangalakal. Si Satanas, ginamit niyang salita ng Diyos para tuksuhin si Jesus. Pwede mong i-weaponize yung salita ng Diyos. Pwede mong gamitin to judge others, to kill others. Pwede. Because that gives death. In short, itong dalawang puno na to, talagang ibig sabihin nito is the tree of God sa left, at ang pangalawa is the tree of me. The tree of me, meaning, I will be the one to say what is good and what is wrong. I will be the one to make decision for myself. I will be the one, no, to discern, no, what's good for me or what's bad for me. I don't need God anymore. Kaya nga, sa mga universities, ang tinuturo ay walang absolutes. Everything is relative. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo kinakailangan na merong certainty. Kasi iba-iba ang mga kultura, iba-iba ang mga standards, ano, para lang magkaroon tayo ng plurality, unity, and understanding about different kinds of people. Dapat relative lang, walang absolutes. Kaya ang temptation doon sa Hardin ng Eden, hindi yung pagkain ng bunga, hindi naman yun ang tukso eh. Hindi naman yung tukso yun dahil masarap yung mansanas ba yun? Hindi ko naman alam kung mansanas yun. Mangga siguro. Sa mga Pilipino, mangga. Masarap yung mangga. Manibalang or hinug na hinug. No? Magandang tingnan. Yung ba yun? Appealing to the appetite. Actually, the greatest temptation dun sa Hardin ng Eden is the temptation to make a decision apart from God. Saying that, you know, the Word of God is not really reliable. You know, the Word of God, pwede namang itabi. I can make my own decision. I can make up my own mind. I can figure it out myself. I don't need God. That's the declaration of independence. Kaya sa dito sa wilderness kay Jesus Christ, same trick ang binigay kay Jesus Christ. If you're the Son of God, then why are you hungry? Why don't you turn the stone into bread? Is that even a temptation? Turning the stone into bread? Kayo ba, tukso ba sa inyo yon yung gawing tinapay ang bato? Halimbawa, nagugutom kayo, mga kapatid. Nakakita kayo ng bato. Matutukso ba kayo na sabihin, gagawin kong tinapay ang bato? Di ba, walang ka-appeal-appeal yun sa atin. Bakit? Hindi naman natin kayang gawin eh. Kaya hindi tayo matutukso. Tama? Pero kay Jesus, bakit tukso sa kanya yon? He could actually do it. He has the power to do it. But he did not use the power. Kasi nga, wala siyang ginagawa na hindi alam ng Heavenly Father. Wala siyang ginagawa nang walang approval ng Father niya sa langit. Lahat ng ginagawa niya is according to the will of His Father, and that's what made the difference. Why He is the Son of God. Amen. Amen po ba? Parang masyado kayong seryoso. Mabigat yung pinag-uusapan ba natin? So nakita natin dito that there's a trick in the temptation. The trick is, sometimes when you're weak, Satan will come and test you, tempt you. But sometimes when you're strong, you become overconfident and think that I can do it. I can do it. Which leads us to the third point. Behind every temptation is the trail to disobedience. It's the trail to disobedience. Sabi ni Timothy Keller, there are two attacks of Satan to Jesus. And the number one attack of Satan is temptation. Sabi natin, temptation. Yung talagang, alam mo yun, iinganyo kang gumawa ng hindi kalooban ng Diyos, that's temptation. Yung i-encourage ka pa. Ano? Yung bibigyan ka pa ng supporting verses. Yung bibigyan ka pa niya ng mga arguments, no? To think that, oh nga, no, parang pinabayaan niya ata ako ng tatay ko sa langit. Ba't ako nagugutom? May anak ako ng Diyos. Diba? So he will tempt you. But the second attack of Satan is accusation. Can you say accusation? So how does it work? Ang temptation is something like this. Yun nga. He will entice you. He will attract you. He will do everything, no? No? By smooth talk. Alam mo, parang salesman. No? Mag-invest ka. Parang ganyan. Mag-invest ka dito. Malaki kita. No? Doble ang kita. No? Tapos, nag-invest ka ng una, tumubo ka. Pangalawang invest mo, tumubo ka. Pangatlo, nawala na. Pati capital mo, tinangay. Smooth talk. Di ba? Smooth talk. O kaya, ibigay mo na. Papakasalan naman kita. Di ba? We'll get married. Let's do it now. So, nung ibinigay mo na ang iyong kapurihan, no? Nagugulat ka, yung pala maraming ibang babae pa na dumaan sa kanya. At yung pangakong kasal ay nawala. Kasi nakuha na niya ang gusto niya. Smooth talk. Yan ang temptation eh. No? Parang sinasabi kay Jesus ganito, you're the Son of God. You can do it. You're the Son of God. Anything is possible for you. You're the Son of God. Huh? You can dictate. You're the Son of God. Kaya mo yan. Just do it. Just do it. I'm behind you, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, I'm behind you. Nagpe-pep talk. Huwag kang panghinaan ng loob, Jesus. Close naman tayo eh. Parang ganyan, di ba? At saka, don't worry, Jesus. Why? Makakalusot ka. Halimbawa, mag-fail ka. Don't worry. Kaya mo yan. You can maneuver things, no? You can bounce back. Kahit mag-fail ka, no? Patatawarin ka naman ng Diyos sa langit, ng tatay mo sa langit, kahit mag-fail ka. So it's okay, just do it! That's temptation. Now, when you have fallen into sin, ang dating naman ni Satanas, accuser. Darating siya sa'yo, sabihin sa'yo, anong ginawa mo? Ba't mo ginawa? Di ka ba nag-iisip? And he will hurl a lot of, you know, accusations, and he will bring forth guilt hanggang ikaw ay nalunod na sa kalungkutan, sa kasipayuan, na parang feeling mo hindi ka na makabangon, hindi ka na mapapatawad ng Diyos. Ang gagawin ni Satanas, ididikdik ka, isusubkupsub ka sa lupa, at sasabihin sa'yo, you are wretched, you are good for nothing, you are the enemy of God, God is angry with you. You have the hope. Wala ka ng kapag-apag-asa. Hindi ka na makakabangon. Yan ang gagawin ni Satanas. Very powerful si Satan. In fact, someone said, The most powerful weapon of Satan is not temptation, but accusation. He will accuse you to the core. He will bring judgment on you. And he will tell you na you will not make it. God does not love you anymore. Di ba yun sinasabi? Kung mahal ka talaga ng tatay mo sa langit, ba't nagugutom ka? Sige nga. Kung meron kang tatay sa langit, bakit ganyan ang nangyayari sa buhay mo? Okay? Bakit nagkabaon-baon ka sa utang? Kung talagang born again ka, Christian ka, sumampalataya ka sa Panginoon, dinedicate mo yung business mo sa Diyos, bakit baon ka sa utang? Hindi ka mahal ni God. Actually, the accusation is not just against you, but against God. Telling you that this God, he cannot be trusted. This God, he's so distant, he's so far away, he doesn't care about you. So why don't you do things by yourself? Why don't you make up your mind? Pull yourself together. Just do it. You don't need him anymore. Kapag dumarating ang temptation, highlighted dito yung grace of God. Temptation, ha? Kasi sasabihin ni Satan, God is gracious. He will understand your predicament. He knows your weakness. He will give you another chance. Pag dumarating ang temptation, ha? Makikita mo lang, God is loving, God is forgiving, God is on your side. Pag dumarating ang temptation, pero pag dumating na ang accusation, ang i-highlight ni Satan yung holiness ni God. Sasabihin niya sa'yo, God is holy. Hindi ka karapat-dapat lumapit sa Kanya. Parurusahan ka ni God. Kaya nagkakaganyan-ganyan ang buhay mo. Kasi pasaway ka. Galit si Lord sa'yo. Kaya puro kamalasan ang mangyayari sa'yo. Kasi galit si Lord sa'yo. Yan ang laging... Kung yan ang inner script ng buhay mo, na bakit hindi ka umaasenso, kahit bakit hindi ka nakapag-aasawa hanggang ngayon, bakit hindi ka nagkakaanak hanggang ngayon, bakit hindi ka nagkakanegosyo hanggang ngayon, bakit hindi ka nakakapag-abroad hanggang ngayon, bakit hindi natutupad ang mga pangarap mo hanggang ngayon. Kasi nga, Satan is trying to write that script in your heart, that inner script that God is against you. Because He's holy. So Satan is trying to pitch holiness and grace against each other. Satan is trying to use the holiness of God and even the grace of God against each other so that you'll be confused. But what God did was amazing because both holiness and the grace of God met each other at the cross. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the holiness and the grace of God. Sa totoo lang, we cannot stand before God because we're sinful. Makasalanan po tayo. Hindi talaga tayo papasa sa harapan ng Diyos in His holiness. Dapat parusahan tayo. Pero ang ginawa ng Diyos, pinadala ang kanyang pinakamamahal na anak. At doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo, siya'y namatay. Bakit siya namatay? Hindi na parito si Jesus para maging model natin. I'm not telling this story to you para masabi mo, wow, what a model, what an example of someone who overcame temptation. Hindi po tayo nagkukwentuhan dito about Jesus being an example or the pattern or the standard, no? What I'm telling you is, yes, He's the standard, but He's also the Savior. Meaning, hindi mo naabot yung standard, hindi mo naabot yung perfection, hindi mo naabot yung pagiging model, bumagsak ka, sadsad ka dito, pero ang ginawa ng Diyos, nandito siya sa ilalim, sinagip ka niya. Kaya siya namatay sa krus. Kaya siya namatay para bayaran yung pagkukulang mo. Kaya siya namatay sa krus ng Kalbaryo, no? Para yung imperfection mo, mabigyan ng solution because He is perfect. Malaking utang mo sa Diyos eh. Kailangan siyang mamatay para mabayaran ang lahat ng mga utang mo. That's what Jesus did. Yes, we adore Jesus. We love Him. We say, Lord, talagang you're the perfect example of holiness. Yes. But He's also the embodiment of the grace of God. Kaya sa krus ng Kalbaryo, nagyakapan po ang kabanalan at ang kabutihan ng Diyos. Kaya kailangang mamatay ni Jesus. At alam mong hinihingi lang sa'yo, hayaan mong siya maghari sa iyong puso. Tanggapin mo siya bilang tagapagligtas. Kilalanin mo siya bilang Panginoon. Hindi na ikaw. It's no longer the tree of me, but the tree of God. He will be the one, no, to rule your life. Amen? Amen. So I hope that you will have an understanding of how Satan attacks you. Magkaroon ka ng panibagong pananaw para pag dumarating yung tukso, alam mo kung anong hina-highlight ni Satan. Pag dumarating naman yung nalugmo ka na at nabagsak ka na at parang wala ka ng kapag-apag-asa, alam mo rin kung anong hina-highlight ni Satan. At alam mo rin kung saan ka tatakbo. At paano ka tatakbo? There's a way out. Amen? There's a way out of temptation. Amen ba? But that is a fourth point. The tool for defense. The tool for defense. There's a way out, mga kapatid. Merong paraan para tayo makapagtagumpay. Anong sabi dito sa anong ginamit na weapon ni Jesus? Okay? Verse 4. Dumating si Satanas. Anong ginamit na weapon ni Jesus? It is written. Sino ang mas powerful? Si Satan o si Jesus? Jesus. Kaya ba ni Jesus na igapo si Satan? Kaya. Kaya ba ni Jesus na patulugin si Satan? Kaya ba ni Jesus na i-eliminate si Satan? Neutralize Satan? Bind Satan? Rebuke Satan? He could have done that. Tama? He could have done that. He has all the power in the universe. Pero bakit ang ginamit niya, it is written? Because he used what's available for you and for me. We don't have the power. We don't have the capacity to neutralize Satan. But Jesus is giving us a weapon. No? A weapon to overcome. And that is the Word of God. Amen ba? It is written. It is written. Kaya pag dumarating po ang tukso, mga kapatid, meron tayong sandata. Madalas akala natin wala nang pag-asa kapag dumarating ang tukso. Parang ikaw ba'y nakakadena? At kung saan ka hilahin at atake ng tukso, hindi ka makahindi. Pagka narinig mo na yung kling, kling, kling ng slot machine ng casino, hindi mo mapigilan. The dopamine is so strong. Pagka nag-video karera, no, hindi mo mapigilan ng sarili mo, taya ka ng taya. Di ba? Pagka dumating na yung porn at the algorithm in your social media, ano, dictates one porn and then another porn, then punong-puno na ng pornography. Ang IG mo, ang FB mo, ang lahat, ang YouTube mo, punong-puno na. Because kung ano yung lagi mong tinitingnan, binibigay sa'yo, binibigay ang healing mo eh. Ganyang katindi ang mundo. Kung anong gusto mo, bibigay sa'yo. That's how temptation works. Kaya nga, parang there is no way out. You cannot say no to temptation. Meron pong isang kleptomaniac, yung ano, malikot ang kamay, nagpipickpocket. No? May mga kleptomaniac na ano eh, na mayayaman. Thrill lang. Feel lang magnakaw. Ganyan, mag-shoplift. Go through siya sa therapy. 18 months of therapy. At ang sabi ng psychiatrist sa kanya, congratulations. After 18 months of therapy, you are now free from stealing, kleptomania. Hindi ka na magkakaroon ng ano, ng pagnanais na magnakaw o mag-shoplift. Ha? Yan ang good news ko sa iyo. At para subukan mo, ha? Subukan mo. Dumaan ka diyan sa Abensons. Diyan doon sa may Supima. Ha? Ha? mag-ikot-ikot ka doon. At sasabihin ko sa iyo, wala ka nang mararamdamang pagnanasa na magnakaw ng kahit na ano. Sabi nung pasyente, ako doktor, maraming salamat po. Paano ko po kayong mapapasalamatan sa tulong niyo sa akin? Ako'y nakalaya sa pagnanakaw. Ano pong magagawa ko para sa salamat para sa inyo? Sabi niya, pag nagpunta ka sa Abinson's at nag-relapse ka, pwede na sa akin yung microwave. So there is really no way out. No psychiatrist, no psychologist, no medication can even help you come out of it. Not education, not religion, no pill or capsule or syrup or serum, kahit i-inject sa'yo, to help you overcome. Only the Word of God. Amen? Only the Word of God. Kung meron kang i-inject sa system mo, it's the Word of God. Kung nagpapa-inject ka ng glutathione, stem cell, ano pa ba yon? Vitamin C, vitamin B1, B2, B3. Ang dami ini-inject ngayon eh. Ang i-inject mo ngayon sa sarili mo is the Word of God. Amen? That's what we need. Amen ba? Pwede mo palakpakan natin ang Panginoon sa salita ng Diyos. Look, another verse in verse 8. Tinukso din siya ni Satan. Sabi niya, I will give you all authority. No, all authority, all glory of US. Lahat ng glory ng US, lahat ng glory ng Europe, lahat ng glory ng Singapore, Japan, China. All their glories, they belong to me. I will give it to you, Jesus. Isn't that the goal of Jesus? To redeem the kingdoms and to subdue all kingdoms? Diba, yun ang goal ni Jesus, kaya siya nagpunta dito eh. To rule over all these kingdoms. At ang sabi ni Satan, they are mine. Hindi nag-argue si Jesus, hindi niya sinirebuke si Satan. No, that's not yours. Jesus never argued with Satan. Kasi alam din niya na somehow, binigyan ng reign si Satan sa mundo. And he had some say about the affairs of the world. No? Eh kaya lang, anong sagot ni Jesus? It is written. Again, the Word of God. It is written. You shall worship the Lord your God and only Him shall you serve. Kasi in the process of Jesus getting all the kingdoms, He will disobey His Father. Eh. Bakit? Kasi that's the shortcut that Satan was trying to lure Him into doing. Ibig sabihin, makukuha mong lahat ng kaharian na hindi ka dadaan sa krus. Jesus, di bang gandang proposition nun? Ang gandang proposal yan, di ba? No? Makukuha mong lahat ng kaharian without necessarily going through the cross. Wala, hindi ka magsasuffer, hindi ka maghihirap, hindi ka parurusahan ng mga sundalo, hindi ka ipapako sa krus, hindi dadanak ang dugo. Magiging hari ka, walang kahirap-hirap. So you get the best of the world, but in the process, you disobey God. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, without even lifting a finger or using His power, huh? He said, it is written, you shall worship the Lord God, only Him. Kasi ang hinihingi ni Satan, sambahin mo lang ako, isang luhod lang. Jesus, isang luhod lang. Tapos isang salita lang, sabihin mo, Satan is Lord. Yun lang. Okay na sa akin yun. Bibigay ko sa iyo lahat. Pero hindi mo bumawa si Jesus. At ang sandatang ginamit niya ay, it is written. And the good news is, available sa'yo to. It is written. It's in your hands. It's in your home. When was the last time you opened your Bible? When was the last time you read your Bible? This has more power than all the atomic bombs in the whole world. The Word of God is powerful. The only weapon that we can use against Satan. Amen? Then, nagpatuloy pa yung kanilang usapan. At sabi naman ni Satan sa verse 9, dinala doon sa pinnacle ng temple, at sabi, if you're the Son of God, why don't you trust your Father by throwing yourself down, magpatihulog ka, and let's see how the angels will catch you. It is written! Sino nagsalita? Oh, Jesus? Look, sino nagsalita? Oh! Ang galing ni Satan, ano? Alam niya yung Bible? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, mas magaling pa si Satan sa'yo. Alam niya yung Bible niya. Okay? He knows his Bible! Kasi ang weapon na ginamit ni Jesus ay Word of God, it is written, nasusulat. Ano ginawa ni Satan? Pag ginamit din yung weapon, no? Ginamitan ng judo, it is written din. Jesus, ha? It is written. No? The angels will catch you. The angels will take care of you. Your Father will care for you. Ha? It is written. Kaya be careful, ha? Hindi ibig sabihin, may daladalang salita ng Diyos will really care for you. Sometimes they use the Word of God to take advantage of you. It is written. Pero ang sagot ni Jesus, it is said. Why? When I look at the original language, yung dalawang beses at tatlong beses binanggit yung it is written, the word used was grapho. It was written, grapho. Pero pagdating kay Jesus sa last temptation, ang sinabi ni Jesus, it is said. The word used was lego. Can you say lego? Okay. And when I look, anong meaning ng lego? It's the word being said. That's where the word legal comes from. Lego, legal. At pagka ginamit yung salitang lego sa Greek, ang ibig sabihin niyan, tapusin na natin itong pag-uusap na to. And I declare my verdict. This is the last word. This is the final word. This is the concluding word. It should end here. I'm telling you, Satan, it's the final word. It is written, you shall not test the Lord your God. At dahil doon sa final word ni Jesus na lego, Satan left for some time. But alam natin, eventually he returned. Okay. So see how powerful the Word of God is. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and of the spirit and of joints and of marrow and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Through the Word of God, you will know what is right and wrong. You will discern what is of God and what is of the devil. You will even discern people. Mababasa mo mga tao. When you have the Word of God, when your life is enriched with the Word of God, you will know. How can a young man keep his way pure? How do you keep your way pure? By living according to your word. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Yan ang sabi ng salmista. Paano mo mapapanatiling puro ang iyong buhay at dalisay? Sabi niya, Panginoon, ang iyong salita ay itinatago ko sa aking puso. Pinagyayaman ko ang aking buhay sa pamamagitan ng iyong salita upang hindi ako magkasala sa iyo. That's the power of the word that will help you overcome temptation. And there's a very good promise in 1 Corinthians 10:13. At anong sabi diyan, no? Yung mga nag new believers class, no? Cross training, no? Ano nga yun? No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. But God is faithful and he will not be you will not be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way out. The way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. That's Apostle Paul. Wala daw tukso o pagsubok na dumating sa iyo, nakakaiba. At sa'yo lang nangyayari. Minsan may mga tukso tayo na wala tayong pinagsasabihan. Kasi alam natin, tayo lang yun. Pero pag binanggit mo na sa kumpare mo, o sa kapatid mo, o sa kaibigan mong Kristiyano, magugulat ka, pareho pala kayo. At maunawaan mo na hindi pala ako nag-iisa. Kasi ang lahat ng tukso na ito, ay paulit-ulit lang. Walang extraordinary na temptation. Lahat, karaniwan, common temptation. No? And what's behind the temptation? Behind the temptation is the God who is faithful. The God who is faithful, He will not let you be tempted beyond your capacity. Ibig sabihin, ang lahat ng tukso na dumarating sa'yo, alam ng Diyos ang limit mo. Alam niya kung kailan bibigay ka at hindi niya hahayaang makarating doon sa point na babagsak ka. May quality control yung mga tukso. Sa madaling salita. Ka? You will not be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, kaakibat ng temptation, God will provide the way out, the door of exit. Kaya pag dumating ka sa madilim na lugar, ang hanapin mo lagi exit. Pag dumating ka sa temptation, hanapin mo yung exit. Wag kang tumingin sa temptation, hanapin mo yung exit. Okay? That you may be able to endure it. You memorize this verse. Memorize it, this verse. Place it in your heart. Kaya pagka ang kamay mo ay nanginginig at parang gusto mo nang manood ng pornography, no, i-recite mo tong verse na ito. This is the word of God. Pag nangangati ang kamay mo at parang gusto mong magnakaw, mag-pickpocket, mag-shoplift, no, recite this verse and this will help you. Internalize the verse. When we say that the Bible, the Word of God, is a weapon, we're not saying that you wear the Bible. Hindi ibig sabihin na dalhin mo lagi yung Bible mo. Ha? Para pag may dumarating na tukso, sabihin mo. Hindi ganon. Okay, meron kang maliit na Bible na kapag may tukso, parang gaganon-ganon mo. Parang siyang anting-anting. No? Na parang gabi ng lagim na kapag ka mayroong betukso, ididikit mo yung Bible sa tukso, sa tumutukso sa iyo at masusunog si Satanas. It's not this physical Bible. Although we love the Bible, the pages, the letters written in it, but the most important thing is the message. Okay? You don't use the Bible as an amulet or an anting-anting. You don't use the Bible as a charm. You use the Bible because what's written in it and the promises of God are true. Amen. Amen ba? Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, for His promises are true. Hallelujah. Praise God. Imagine Jesus Christ using the Word of God. He could have used His divine power, but He did not. One thing, when as I was studying this passage, isang bagay na na-appreciate ko kay Jesus Christ is this. He never used His power, His divine power, for selfish gain. You know what I love about Jesus? He had the power. He had divine power, but He never used His divine power to serve Himself. Because He came to serve, not to be served. Ang kapangyarihan niya, ginamit niya to help others. You know, alam naman nating lahat, na yung limang tinapay, dalawang isda, nag-multiply, was able to feed 25,000 people. Jesus could actually do a miracle. Multiplying bread. Pero he did that because people are hungry. He used the power to bless the people, not to bless himself. He's not self-serving. It's not for personal gain. Amen. Okay. Then, when you find yourself inside the temptation, the thing that you should do is you flee from temptation. Can you say flee? Flee. You don't face temptation. Sa mga lalaking nandito, pag yung isang babae ay naghubad sa iyong harapan, hindi mo sasabihin, kaya ko to, kaya ko to, kaya ko to, kaya ko to. Mahuhulog ka eh. So, ano kailangan mo? Kagaya na ginawa ni Joseph, he fled. Pagka sexual temptation, you don't linger. Pag immorality na ang kaharap mo, you don't linger. You don't even dialogue. Kaya nga, yung usong-uso ngayon, chatting, talking stage, no, leading to that eh. Nagkakahulugan ng loob, emotionally invested. And then, mag-meet up, eyeball tayo, and then, kasunod niyan, hotel. You don't dialogue with the devil. When it comes to sexual temptation, you flee. Amen ba? Tumakbo. Hindi palapit. Palayo. Amen? Mga kalalakihan nandito. Amen ba? Anong gagawin ninyo pag mayroong tukso sa inyong harapan? Tatakbo. Palayo, ha? Palayo. Anong sabi ni Apostle Paul? Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin is a person commits is outside the body, but the sexual immoral person sins against his own body. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee! Don't face, don't use your muscles. Don't use your faith. Flee! Takbo lang. Kagaya ni Joseph, sa harapan ng asawa ni Potiphar, araw-araw siyang tinutukso. Ang ginawa niya ay tumakbo siya palayo. No? Kaya kapag ka alam mong tukso, huwag ka nang magdidikit. Even ba, huwag ka nang maglalalapit. Merong isang lalaki na obese, overweight, nag-diet po siya, nag-keto, lahat ng diet, nag-workout, nag-enroll sa PSP. Talagang gusto niya, determined siya eh. No? Isang araw, pagpasok sa opisina, eh mataba pa rin eh. Kahit ganon, nagulat yung mga ka-opisina kasi meron dalang ano, red ribbon cake. Sabi nila, kala ba namin nagda-diet ka? Kala ba namin determinado ka na ano? Na, eh, kasi paborito niya yung red ribbon cake eh. Akala pa namin, decidido ka na magpapayat. Anong nangyari sa'yo? Hindi, kasi hindi nyo naiintindihan eh. Nag-pray ako eh. Nag-pray ako habang nasa sasakyan ako. At ang sabi ko lang, Lord, Lord, kung kalooban mo po, kung kalooban mo lang naman, merong parking sa harapan ng Red Ribbon. Open. Pag merong open na parking sa harapan ng Red Ribbon, bibili ako ng cake. Yun ang palatandaan. Nakalooban mo, Lord. Yun po ang palatandaan. Kinagulat ako. May open na parking. Pagkatapos kong umikot ng 8 beses sa Malhakan. So how can you overcome temptation if you're lingering? Billy Graham had his Modesto principle na he will not allow himself, no, to be in the same room with a woman other than his wife or his mother or daughter. He will not be found in a riding a car with the opposite sex. He will not even ride an elevator. Pag nakakita siya ng isang babae na nandun sa elevator, palalampasin niya yung elevator kasi he will not allow himself to be found like that. Siguro sabi, ang arte naman Billy Graham. Di ba niya kayang pigilan yung sarili niya? Sabi niya, iba na yun, nag-iingat. Sabi niya ganun. Besides, sabi niya, hindi ko kabisado yung sarili ko in that kind of situation. I might fall. And not only that, with his stature as an evangelist and world-renowned, anybody can sabotage his image and reputation. Anybody. Pwedeng hindi naman yung at out of the blue lang na parang nagkatingin na nagkatukso, na natukso, gano'n. Hindi eh. Meron mga kalaban din eh na nagsiset up para maghasik ng anumang pula or kapintasan sa isang tao, lalo man of God. So be very careful. Okay? And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, so flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. So flee youthful passions. Again, the word used is flee. You run away. You flee. Palayo. Pero ang magandang sinabi dito ni Apostle Paul is that you pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, not alone. Not alone, but along. Along with those who call on the name of the Lord from a pure heart. It's so hard to battle temptation all by yourself. You need a band of brothers. You need a group of sisters to help you overcome. Kaya nga, nung nagkatapos kami ng breakthrough weekend ng mga kalalakihan, ang usapan namin, kapag ka ang temptation mo ay pornography, na normally nangyayari yan ng alas 11 ng hating gabi hanggang alauna ng madaling araw, habang tulog na ang mga tao sa bahay, we call each other. Kapag ang isang kaibigan o isang kapatid ay merong sales mission or trip papunta ng ibang syudad, patungo ng Cebu or ng Davao o ng kung anumang city at magche-check-in sa isang hotel, sinasabi niya sa isang kapatid niya yun, sabi niya, bro, may sales meeting ako sa ganitong lugar, sa Singapore or sa Hong Kong. Can you call on me? Can you give me a ring? And just ask me, sino kasama mo ngayon? Nasaan ka ngayon? Especially yung mga alanganing oras, just to check on me because I want to be held accountable. Malayo ako sa aking pamilya, malayo ako sa aking asawa. Ang laking bagay doon, mga kapatid, that you have a brother and a sister that can hold you accountable. Kaya sabi ni Apostle Paul, no? Flee youthful desires, but pursue righteousness along with other people. Okay, that's the beauty of the life group. That's the beauty of being a part of a small group. All men studying the Word of God. All ladies, no? Pursuing God. Knowing Jesus. That's what we're about in Cross World. So I just pray, ngayong umaga na to, nakita natin na what we have is the good news because Jesus is the Word of God. We all know what is said in John chapter 1 verse 14, and the Word became flesh. Yung salita mismo ng Diyos, nagkatawang tao. Yung sinasabing, it is written, siya, yung salita ng Diyos, nagkatawang tao, at nakita nating lahat. And I pray that for this message, no, we're able to get encouragement and inspiration from Jesus, and also conviction that we cannot do it by ourselves, We need Him to come, be incarnated in us, come into our lives, reside in our soul, so that we will be children of God and we can live for Him. Amen? Amen po ba? I pray that we will have a new understanding of how Satan works, his tricks, and the trails to disobedience. Maging aware po tayo dyan. And finally, I want you to look at Jesus. Pag dumarating ang tukso, just look at Jesus and find strength in Him and find encouragement in Him. Again, behind every temptation, remember this, there's a thief who deceives. So be on the alert. There's a trick that misdirects you, no, and distracts you. Anything good that becomes more important than God is evil. Anything good that takes your precious time away from God and away from doing His work, that is evil. Anything good, no matter how pleasurable it is, no matter how good it is, it's evil. That's the trick. And it is a distraction. And then you see the trail to disobedience, temptation and accusation. Don't be overwhelmed by temptation nor by accusation of Satan. And always find a way out. Because Jesus is the door. You can find your defense through His word. Amen.